The trailer for An Inconvenient Truth feels like the preview for a horror film.
The Arctic is experiencing faster melting. If this were to go, sea level worldwide would go up 20 feet. Here's Manhattan. The World Trade Center Memorial would be underwater. Think of the impact of a couple hundred thousand refugees, and then imagine 100 million.
It's hard to believe that this gripping documentary began life as a slideshow, or that its star, Al Gore, is the same man who struggled to find his voice during the 2000 presidential campaign. The Al Gore we see on screen is relaxed, confident, and funny.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America. I don't find that particularly funny.
It's a relief to learn early in the film that Mr. Gore can joke about the political misfortune that befell him 6 years ago. It removes a potential distraction and allows us to be swept up in the fascinating story that unfolds.
I had a classmate in the sixth grade who pointed to the outline of the east coast of South America, and he pointed to the west coast of Africa, and he asked, "Did they ever fit together?" And the teacher said, "Of course not. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard." That student went on to become a drug addict and a ne'er-do-well. The teacher went on to become science advisor in the current administration.
That apocryphal story is more than a jab at the present occupant of the White House. It helps pose the basic moral question that seems to motivate Al Gore.
What responsibility do we have to our children and grandchildren and future generations? Because if we listen carefully and clearly to what the scientific community of the entire world is saying, not just saying, they're shouting it now, they're saying, hey, wake up. We're facing a planetary emergency here.
Mr. Gore has raised the alarm about this emergency for decades. In recent years, he has crisscrossed the globe, presenting a slideshow that translates cutting-edge scientific data on global warming for a lay audience. His presentation might have remained a slideshow were it not for the fictional movie about global warming, The Day After Tomorrow. It was at a panel discussion before the premiere of that film that Gore shared the stage with the environmental activist and NRDC trustee, Lori David.
And that was the very first time I saw a 10-minute version of his briefing. And the second I saw it, I was like, this is the single best tool we could possibly have to explain to people the truth about global warming and what's going on.
Ms. David would become co-executive producer of the film. She began by arranging for Mr. Gore to give his lecture in Los Angeles and New York, where he brought large audiences of opinion makers to their feet.
You know, he's like the greatest professor you wish you had in college. It is riveting, and I also think it's a theatrical experience to sit in a theater with all these people and everybody kind of learn what they're learning at the same time. It's very powerful.
The intellectual power of Mr. Gore's presentation is complemented in the film by vignettes that give us a glimpse into the former vice president's character. They include his ruminations about the 2000 election and about the fact that his family continued growing tobacco until his elder sister died of lung cancer. The director, Davis Guggenheim, uses that tragic story to resonate with the film's message about America's state of denial over global warming. Again, Al Gore.
I would not have had the guts or the vision to put the personal stories that he pulled out of me into this. I would have been against it. And I didn't actually fully understand until the process was pretty far along exactly how he was weaving these personal stories into the larger narrative of what's happening.
An Inconvenient Truth isn't merely a warning. In the end, it is a film about hope, solutions, and opportunity. And the surprising appeal of its star has many people wondering if Mr. Gore might run for president in 2 years. It's a thought that Lori David says is irresistible.
Well, you can't help think of him running because when you watch this movie, you're seeing a great leader with great intellect and great passion and great concern. So I think it's a natural that people see this movie and they go, we want this guy to be president. But he's not thinking about running right now. And anytime I've ever tried to bring it up, he pretends that his phone is broken or that we have a bad connection. So he is singularly focused on global warming. And for that, I'm very grateful.
An Inconvenient Truth opens nationwide in June. For more information or to learn how you can help stop global warming, visit climatecrisis.org. For EcoTalk and NRDC, this is Daniel Heinerfeld in Los Angeles.
And I also want to urge you to go to that website because you can find out where that movie is playing in a town near you. So go to Climate Crisis. He said .org. I thought it was .net, but check it out. Google Climate Crisis and you will find it. And you can look down. There was originally 30 theaters that were going to be showing it, or at least it was opening in 30 cities. I think they've doubled that now. And that's just because there's such a buzz. People are buying tickets ahead of time. And the more that happens, the more theaters will pick it up. And you know how Hollywood is. It's all about opening weekend. So as it opens across much of the country next weekend, really critical that everybody turns out to see it who can. And even if you get turned away, that's going to get Paramount Classics, that is the distributor of this important film, to be able to sell it at other theaters. And, you know, there's many out there that will be thinking, oh, this is too controversial. It's too political. I don't know if this is going to sell. It's a documentary about global warming. Al Gore, what a bore. Anything but. It is crucial that you see this movie. An Inconvenient Truth. We'll be right back.